From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In the waters off Somalia, some dramatic developments today. U.S. ship captain Richard Phillips is now back on board the lifeboat where he's being held by pirates after a desperate attempt to swim to safety. More U.S. warships have arrived in the area. In another development off the Horn of Africa, a French hostage was killed after French security forces stormed a yacht that had been captured by pirates. Coming up, I'll talk with a shipping executive who negotiated with pirates. First, this report from NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
As he bobbed in a lifeboat some 300 miles from the coast, Captain Richard Phillips made a decision. Phillips jumped off the boat and tried to swim for his life, according to officials at the Pentagon. But Phillips did not manage to get away. He is reported to be safe, but pirates hauled him back onto the lifeboat. This despite the presence, a few hundred yards away, of a Navy destroyer, the USS Bainbridge. A guided missile frigate, the USS Halliburton, is also now nearby, according to Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman. And the USS Boxer, an aircraft carrier with a crew of more than 1,000, is moving in. But for all its warships, the U.S. Navy is still locked in a standoff for a third straight day with four Somali pirates in a lifeboat. What happens now? They're talking.
This is a good negotiation scenario.
That's Clint Van Zandt. He's a former chief hostage negotiator for the FBI. The FBI is currently involved in the talks with the pirates, and Van Zandt says they're working from a position of strength.
Were I on scene or were I advising, I would say, look, the pirates have something we want, which is the life of Captain Phillips. We have something they want, which is a promise of escape and freedom to live to pirate another day.
Still, Van Zandt acknowledges it's tough to negotiate if the pirates believe they have no way out. He advises the best strategy would be to convince the pirates that if they release the American captain, the U.S. Navy will let them go. Juan Zarate agrees. He was in charge of pirate and hostage policy for the National Security Council until this January.
Part of the strategy for the negotiators is to not only build trust with the hostage takers to the extent that's possible, but also provide escape valves, if you will. And that may be safe passage.
Can you see a scenario in which the U.S. military would let these pirates escape in the interest of defusing the situation and not having anybody get hurt?
I think that's certainly an option.
In his only public comments this week on the pirate standoff, Defense Secretary Robert Gates also emphasized that rescuing Captain Phillips takes precedence over all other considerations.
The safe return of the captain is the top priority.
One thing the U.S. will not do is pay a ransom for Captain Phillips. Juan Zarate says the U.S. does talk to hostage takers, but it won't give them money.
Because to pay ransoms, as has been done in the past with these pirate incidents, actually fuels the industry.
But there's nothing to stop Captain Phillips' family or his company from paying. Maersk Line Limited, which owns the ship Captain Phillips was piloting, says it's not aware of any ransom demand. Meanwhile, as if to underscore the threat posed by pirates off the Somali coast, word came today that a French hostage was killed when French security forces attacked pirates who had seized a yacht. Two pirates were also killed during the assault. The incident was apparently unrelated to the standoff over Captain Phillips. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.